Right. And Jackson, this is where I get to blow my voice out and sound like Joe the next day.
Oh, great. By the way, Trucker Tom said, Joe, just stick your hand up Davin's ass and work it as a ventriloquist act.
What? But what's that about?
But his lack of voice.
Oh.
Funny.
Thought it was funny.
Hannity's on for you in the barrel, Tom. We thought you'd appreciate it.
Well, can I go in too? I like Hannity.
Of course you
hate his haircut.
What?
Looks like a 1920s kid haircut.
Wasn't it Anthony who said Hannity doesn't believe the shit he says? Because he's drank with Hannity. Yeah. I think Anthony
I don't know if he said that.
I think he said that to us. But most of these guys don't believe this shit they say. I like how Hannity has to throw a fucking football like he's an athlete. Look at you, fucking Crisco. You're not fucking running or throwing anything. Settle down.
Crisco?
Yeah, he's full of fat.
Oh, is
he's not a svelte man. He should see your therapist. Your therapist will set him straight. Then.
Really?
You won't be closing the jacket, will you, Sean?
Oh, my God.
You're an untucked shirt type of guy?
Yeah.
I can listen to the beginning of the show.
What?
I can listen to the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
We recommend it.
Yeah.
Check that out.
We were very funny without you. We've been pretty funny with you, but we were very funny without you. Pip's pain is always great humor.
Like I said, I don't like to listen to the show on the way up because what happens is if I come up and I touch on something that I thought I could literally stop and bring the show back, you know, depending on how I'm running, 30 minutes. Mm. So I don't, and it's been a problem. So
yeah.
I don't listen to the show. I don't want to take the show back.
Back to like Hannity's haircut. Right?
Funny.
There we go. All right, I'm going to find the Scambusters music, Miss Pip.
Okay.
And I guess you can give us our
categories.
All right, let me. Where the
our first category is.
Damn it!
No, that's not our first category.
Could be.
Our first category is Mr. Davin. And our second category, I'm going to try to like use what I've learned from previous weeks.
Funny.
Criminal Melvin Santos. Okay. And our third category is Damn It All Red. So there.
What do we got now?
Mr. Davin.
Right. I just want the music to play, though.
Criminal Melvin Santos. Mm-hmm. And Damn It All Red.
All right. I'm going with seven Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with five Criminal Melvin Santos.
Call? Wow, okay.
No Damn It All Red.
All right. All right.
You know you needed a damn it pen.
Damn it all, Ben. Joe's girl is back in with us.
Yay.
And she says, four Mr. Davins.
You're just a little fucking cheerleader, aren't you?
Two Criminal Melvin Santos.
You're not
Santos.
The top of the pyramid type of cheerleader, though. You're a firm base on the bottom.
One Damn It All Red.
Get the fuck off me, asshole!
Joe's at the top of the pyramid.
Joe's going to herniate discs.
You fat fucking in a scot!
Your time at the top of the pyramid is probably 3.5 seconds until gravity rears its ugly head.
Put this fat old man in here! Fuck with this cheerleaders in this asshole!
That'd be awesome.
It's not even dressed like one! With a Plasky shirt and khakis and the fuck!
We can get you the uniform.
Hold on a second.
You're not afraid to dress like a lady.
You're going to ring up wardrobe, are you?
I might. I like where this is going.
Okay, so now we have Tom is in for three Mr. Davins, two Criminal Melvin Santos, and no Damn It All Red. And I'm saying, oh my God, I wrote them in the wrong place.
Anyway. No! No, you fucked up the show!
You ruined them.
I did. I'm saying five Mr. Davins, three Criminal Melvin Santos, and one Damn It All Red.
Widow doesn't want to play?
Widow had to check out earlier.
Oh, she's a widow, of course. She,
she had to leave us.
Okay. All right. Dateline, August 13th, 2014. Subject, international scam and recovery scammers. So she sends this to the FBI.
Okay. For real?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I fucking think I remember this shit.
I don't know.
To FBI, my name is, and she gives her real name.
Okay.
Going by the name of Ann Jackson.
Okay.
Fighting against international scam because I got hit by the scam, which is a real murder case.
I got hit by the scam and it killed me.
Yes. Number one, my scammers Pedro Simpson and Janthi Marum impersonate FBI men in Asia. IC3 Brown Cotton contacted me, informing me that he arrested by my scammers, and they killed my friend Jimmy Jones. Not to be confused with Jimmy Norton, who's dying a slow death one morning on Sirius.
Ouch. Is he? Is he?
From what I understand, the show stinks on ice.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's not. I don't fucking give a shit. Doesn't affect our careers.
No, but I like him, so.
I don't wish anything bad on him personally. But, you know, there was a reason they were all together.
Yeah.
Anyway, on September in 2011, I called FBI head office asking for help because my scammers, Pedro Simpson and Janthi Maram from Malaysia and Thailand, impersonated FBI men in Asia, scammed me so much money, and they also killed my friend Jimmy Jones from Glasgow, UK.
I didn't know that's where he was from.
Yeah, I guess we just learned a little tidbit.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was the kilt. FBI,
which he got. Got kilt.
Your voice only goes so far, and you used it on that. Interesting choice.
Oh, I got killed.
Saved by Pip.
Thank you.
No. Recognize where the laugh is coming from. FBI man, this is why therapists yell at you. FBI man confirmed with me about my mail address over the phone. Asked, should I go with the high-pitched me? I feel like I'll lose my voice.
Oh, don't do it, because then I'll be here talking alone. You want that?
Catsook. Asked me to file the complaints with IC3, and I did it. In October 2011, IC3 man Brown Cotton, staying in UK, contacted me, asking me to comply with the authorities. He informed me that Jimmy Jones got killed. He wanted to send my money, which I lost, back to Japan. Unfortunately, I paid lots of money due to so-called legal process funds, transfer fees, anti-money laundering certificate, and IMF certificate warranty. These are all the shit that they made up for her.
Right.
From the whole process of funds transfer, I paid and paid, but the truth is that I never got any money back.
Right.
She seems with it right now.
Yeah.
Number two, gold bar scam. IC3 Brown Cotton claimed to help me, but indeed he tried to kill me. All right, we might be losing the plot a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But at least she can differentiate between the different scams.
Yeah.
U.S. soldiers,
Yeah.
James H. Miller and Parker D. Green from Marines tried to help me, and I paid lots of money for the funds transfer, but I never get any money back. James H. Miller got trouble in Dubai due to bringing much quantity of gold bars.
Oh, dear.
He had to pay for the tax clearances, otherwise he had to be sent to jail for over 25 years.
Hold on. He had to pay. He's bringing gold bars in, and he had to pay for the tax clearances. Hi, I got this pallet of gold bars. Oh, well, you got to pay a tax on that. Okay. You know?
Well,
that's the voice I picture him in from now on.
I mean, that's, you know, this shit you smuggle, you know, bring it through.
Yeah.
Declaring anything? Yes, this pallet of gold bars. Well, there's a tax on that. All right, let me just get some money from my friend, and we'll bring it on through.
That's essentially how it happens.
Yeah. Or can you just take this giant gold brick and we'll call it even.
Yeah.
Sure, take a little off the top.
Yeah.
I used my company money to help him, but he never returned the money to me. IC3 Brown Cotton lied to me, saying there is only one way left to come to Japan, which went through North Korea. This is stupid lies. Now remember, she did not get this. This is something I pointed out to her. I go, they're not coming through North Korea.
North Korea. Imagine. Nobody comes or goes through North Korea.
No.
Nothing.
No, except missiles. This is stupid lies. Interpol Eric Bohr covered him up. It seems like all the shit I've been saying to her is finally starting to sink in, to a degree.
Most of it, except for the U.S. servicemen. She still thinks that that's who they were.
Right. This is why IC3 man Brown Cotton started threatening me, and he is an idiot FBI man.
Mm.
We're losing
boy,
the plot.
Man.
This is why I am suffering financial loss. This is why I am very mad asking for arrest of him. He also sent me the threats mail saying he will post me the name as the terrorist group. I swear to he. I
Wait,
swear.
Well, I'm
she's
sorry.
Gonna post her. The FBI is gonna post her as a terrorist group. Bad shit, Jackson.
Oh, okay. Because that's just bad shit, Jackson.
Yeah, terrorist
like,
groups. Asses.
Thank you. Better use of your voice.
Asses.
I like that.
Told
Dumb
me to pick
asses.
My spots.
You did. Might have to do that from now on. That might be a new policy going forward. I mean, if she's going to have mental health issues, we don't really need you to talk so much.
Wait a minute, that's every week.
Her illness is stepping up where you're slacking, my friend. Thank you, Pip.
Sorry I scraped my marbles back together.
your illness was not as fun as hers.
No, it wasn't.
you were an angry mental defect.
Yeah, that's true.
My turn.
Yay. I swear. We talked about that in the first part, too.
This is a damn show.
How inconvenient. I swear to let he get arrested. I cannot believe FBI will do this such a dirty thing to a victim. Number three, these two U.S. soldiers claim to help me, but the truth is that they never helped me, and they make me suffer from financial loss. I was not able to pay for social insurances. I also have the debts from credit card companies with high interest due to these idiot funds transfer games informed by UK, EFCC, and IC3 man Brown Cotton. She's kind of in and out with reality.
Yeah, yeah.
She always is.
I was like, oh, honey,
sometimes
you were doing
so
good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number four, I CC these criminals to you because I do hope you can trace them. It seems like she's processing the things that a so-called Mr. Davin has told her.
Yeah, because she claims to be the expert on this.
Right.
But she's asking you to trace them.
Right.
Yeah.
I do hope you can trace them. All right, where's my pen and paper?
But wait, she's not sending this to you. She's sending this to the FBI.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are hiding and never reply my real funds. They lie to me and choke my money. I CC the mess media.
I'm sorry. It's like, oh, you...
You got to make choke my money a category.
The personal, yeah, I know. Choke my money and the mass media. Well, I try. But it's like this poor thing. She's so lost.
I CC the mass media. Mr. Davin!
No one.
Rosenblatt, who hosts the radio show in USA to prove the truth. She got that right.
Yeah, really?
We've moved up from so-called radio shows.
Yeah, that's funny.
There's a judge in Washington that hopes to get that same type of promotion one day. Keep going, you honors. I want to know the truth because the other three victims also paid for the fees to open the case file, but no one gets any money back. This is true.
Mm-hmm. It's a scam.
This is true, too. I did pay lots of money, which is so-called recovery scam. No. It's called recovery scam.
Yeah.
We don't need so in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, no,
and they know. They know what this is.
They know what it's called.
This is the whole truth. IC3 Brown Cotton does not take any responsibility after taking the money from the victims. Me becomes a recovery scammer.
What?
You heard me. Me becomes a recovery
scammer. Pay attention.
Becomes big boy someday.
This damages FBI fame, and the rumor is that FBI ignores the international scam. It's not a rumor. It kind of happens. Mm-hmm. FBI do not do any arrest of scammers. Well, that's not true. I did call FBI and confirm the truth. FBI can arrest the scammers around the world. Here's my video channel. Always time for a plug.
What?
She includes her little video channel.
Would the FBI or Interpol be more... Interpol would probably be more...
If they were American soldiers.
Well, I'm saying hypothetically it was all true.
No, you would go to the FBI.
Or the
CIA.
If they're Americans.
Yeah, If they're Americans, you would go to an American agency. This video shows the true scam case about the funds transfer. They asked for the fees, reactivating accounts, stamp fees, and so on. Jennifer went to Scotland to make sure of the funds.
Of course she did.
Doesn't even introduce Jennifer.
Yeah.
Just
Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer. Y'all know Jennifer.
Jennifer never told me the account number, but asking me to pay for the fees. I also asked the bank clerk, and they asked me the bank account number. This is why I think it is a scam. No. You think it's a scam because I told you.
That's why.
Then she gives another YouTube video, and then she attached all the recovery scammers, and she shows a link to her blog about all this. Fine. These people are hiding. Also, the case gets involved in UN Secretary Melvin Santos, who is a big liar saying that he wants to help.
That's a big liar. That's a big.
He is the big one behind all of this asking the victims. He's the big one behind all of this asking the victims to pay for the fees to open the case files. No one gets money back. Here are the true mails from them. This UN secretary is very idiot and greedy.
Very idiot.
Angry.
Sounds like my wife.
He does not. No arguments.
My wife is very idiot.
He does not reply to me where my funds are, but asks for the payments. I never get any money back at all. All he wants is my money. So this is an email from from Melvin Santos. Attention, real name, both name is Ann Jackson. We have not responded to your emails since over 120 days. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are in Malaysia, which has moved to Hong Leong. And your response is highly needed, so we can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanax, Dr. Santos.
Thanax.
And then this is the mail from me, she says. Brown Cotton.
Yes.
You will get arrested, and I swear it to you, because you cheat on the people. You took the money from the victims. It is you who destroy me and the other victims. It is you who are not a human being. You said to me that James H. Miller is wicked, and I think all of you are wicked. You think the money from the victims hiding somewhere. You will get arrested. I swear it to you. FBI will never admit you as FBI man because you cheat on people's money. Shame on you. Ball busting blue. for one sentence.
Darn!
This is the threats from brown cotton. Now back to regular color. I am waiting for your true judgment, and please kindly contact me, because I am suffering financial loss. Thank you so much, Ann Jackson. Subject, return the money to me, or you will know the result. So-called James H. Miller.
Ah!
Which is actually the proper way to describe this person.
Yes.
If you do not return the money to me, I will send mail to FBI in Kansas to arrest you and Parker Green, because you are real mafias. You threaten me a lot. You said that you want to freeze my account. Go ahead. You will get punishment soon. Fuck you, assholes. Shame on you.
She's a trip. Fuck you, assholes.
You use me a lot, and then you destroy my whole life. This is fucking scam from you in the very beginning. You deserve the death penalty. Why do I need to pay for your fucking dirty gold bars? It's not like he carried them underneath his balls. I mean, it's a lot much.
Why don't you ask yourself that question before you set the money?
Good point. That's a
really?
Damn good point.
On a tax for something that's being smuggled.
I know. Really. You know? Yeah, because they were just lying out there in the desert and
like
they found them,
you know?
Bring
them through customs? Shit, you smuggle. It's a tax.
And how much does he supposedly have?
How many gold bars can you shove up a Mexican's ass?
Ooh. How many licks does it take?
I'm not licking the gold. I'm coming from there. Yeah. It's a long journey.
I don't know, but that's kind of smart.
You use me a lot, and then you destroy my whole life. This is fucking scam from you in the very beginning. You deserve the death penalty. Why do I need to pay for your fucking dirty gold bars? You lie to me all the time. I never get any fucking funds back, and all you do is ask to pay. I did send money to IC3 agent so-called Davin Moore. Leave me the fuck out of this.
Wait a minute, what?
she mistyped. She meant David Moore, but now I'm involved somehow.
What did you do to her?
Leave me the fuck out of this.
I did send money to IC3 agent so-called Davin Moore.
Leave me the fuck out of this.
Should we call it Assis or leave me the F out of this?
Assis.
According to this fucking big fraudster, Brown Cotton. I picture him coming out with, like, a pyrotechnics and wearing, like, a shimmery shirt. He's a big fraud star. Like, ready to do, like, a halftime fraud. At the Super Bowl, you just see him working at the computer scamming people.
Yeah, but it's not really him because it's a fraud.
He's lip typing? I don't know.
Leave me the fuck out of this.
Maybe that is the title.
Leave me the fuck out of this?
Yeah. All
right. You will see the result after posting you everywhere. I will let people know the truth. Return the fucking money to me. You can ask your boss, Melvin Santos, to freeze the bank accounts according to your threats. You never feel shame because you asked the money from Rita, your lover. It is shameful of you. Subject, shame recovery scammers. Brown Cotton, I will do unrest report and unrest calls from now.
I don't understand what that means.
Perplexion crosses the show.
Yeah, we're all like, huh?
You will know what happens. I will never withdraw the case if you do not return the money to me. You are a fucking idiot, man, because you are very lazy to ask the truth.
Fucking idiot, man.
While dealing with the cases, you are a real fraud star. You are not qualified to be FBI, man, because you do destroy the real image of the FBI. Shame on you.
Fraud star. That's the first time she's used that, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember that one.
We'll do a little bit more, because otherwise this will be a very short segment. August 17th, 2014. Subject, scammers. Criminal Melvin Santos, you will be arrested soon.
Oh, there we go. There's one.
You're on the board?
Yay.
Yeah.
You will be arrested soon. I will do unrest report, and you do take the money from the victims. You do not contact Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's two.
Because you are a real scammer from Ghana. Use the banks from Ghana, so-called UBA. United Bank of Assholes? I don't know. What did you say to me? You said you were a real one. You used that fucking bank lawyer, so-called Morris Maribe. This fucking man asked me to pay for the fees, and I never get any fucking money back. Again, I do feel like we need to have Ann and Trump in a room. Just have the so-calls and the cursing flying back.
No, that would be funny.
Criminal Brown Cotton, you claim to be the IC3 man asking the money from me. Victim P, Victim A, and Victim C. No one gets money back. I did have the evidence. You said that I am a terrorist, and who are you? UBA Bank said that you were a big fraud star. Shame on you. I will ask FBI to arrest you since you impersonate FBI. You will burn in hell soon.
Soon.
Start packing.
I guess Bermuda shorts and a tank top?
Yeah,
that's Garrix.
You have anything flame retardant?
Yeah, really. Asbestos shorts.
Asbestos, yeah.
Parker Green and James H. Miller from Kansas. I will ask FBI to investigate you because you will be arrested by FBI men. Do not forget Green's lover, the victim who brought this to our attention, hunted your FBI man, Brown Cotton. This woman was jealousy of me. Fuck her. I do not fall in love with you. It is a shame. Western women soon fall in love with heroes. Rita wanted to build up the relation with James Miller, and James Miller asked her money. All these are nothing to do with me. They are shameful. Shame, shame, shame. Western people never take any responsibility but blame others. All of them are criminals. Now we're all fucked. Now we're all the fucking Western boat.
There's no left or right with her. So no. We're all inclusive.
Yeah, it's all inclusive bullshit. Dateline, August 18th, 2014. Brown Cotton, you will soon get arrested. You will. Very, very soon.
You will.
You will suffer from the fucking penalty and then enjoy real hell.
Not suffering from the fucking penalty.
You know, I just got to say, accept no imitations.
I was just going to say, yeah.
If you're going to suffer, make sure you suffer.
It's real hell. You know.
Can you imagine suffering and you find out it's not really hell? What a bunch of bullshit. This is just a bad timeshare.
Some guy would have, oh, that's funny.
Oh.
We're in Hazlitt. By a factory. This is.
I'm suffering. It feels like hell, but it's not real hell.
it's only purgatory.
Real hell for Joe, you know, he'd have to bring his ex-wife.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. In hell, I got to pick up the tab for everything because stupid won't pay.
There's a bunch of Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
That's your little hell.
Yeah, that's
my
hell.
No, your hell has a bunch of therapists just fucking lighting into you. All this heat and you still can't lose weight?
Yeah.
You still can't sweat it
you
out?
You can't sweat it off? Fatty, fatty, fatty.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about dying because you're already dead. You're in hell.
Yeah. How big's the size of your coffin? Oh, my God.
They put you in an extra skinny size coffin because it's real hell.
I'm cramped in here.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, imagine you do feel shit while you're buried. Come on, there's no fucking elbow room in this.
Yeah. I'm squashed in here.
Couldn't get me the pear-shaped coffin?
I know, really.
I was wondering with the suit, why you're always buried in a suit. I guess because you got to meet God.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's like traffic court. You know?
Death is good. Formal.
I would rather
death is formal. You don't want to go underdressed for death.
No.
Now you would think
so
eternal, you know, eternal rest. It would be what you wear to bed. Like I like to be buried in a pair of sweats.
Yeah, but a lot of people like to sleep with nothing on, and nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Oh
you can't
no,
get the
no.
Casket down because your dick has rigor mortis.
Worst wake ever.
You just hear snap, and there goes the cock.
Oh, ow!
Now you're in real hell for eternity, and your cock is in heaven.
Yeah.
See a cock with a halo over it.
Little wings attached to the balls, just fluttering around.
I broke free.
Looking for the 72 virgins that was promised.
Yeah.
Imagine you're walking around.
Girls.
Hey, look, a lamb, pearly gates, a cock with a halo that's flying.
Well, look how big it is. It must be heaven.
Hey, girls, where are you?
Do you think when white guys go to heaven, they get a big, huge black cock?
Absolutely.
I mean,
no.
Hey, look, the cock is playing a harp. Wow.
Yeah,
it can hurt.
Doesn't that irritate you? Yeah.
I guess. Playing with his balls. Bring, bring.
It fucking stuck in between the cords.
Oh, God. Poor little thing. I'll get you out.
The strings.
Doesn't even have little hands to free itself. Somebody has to come there with a mouth.
Somebody has to come with
you
a mouth.
Well, it's heaven. I mean, if I was a cock in heaven, I would assume I would want to be removed with a mouth. No teeth.
Absolutely. No teeth.
You just got to suck it out.
No, the teeth went to hell.
I wonder if a cock would backfire if it came with no torso.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, because, you know, there's cocks behind it have torsos.
Right.
There's a pelvis. A cock without a pelvis. I wonder if, like the jizz goes one way and the balls go another. Like, just, you know.
Well, it probably pops itself against the cloud or something like that.
But
what do they call that when you're shooting and the gun, like, pops back and hits the shoulder?
Oh, recoil.
Yeah.
Do the balls suffer from recoil?
I think so. You know, and here's the thing about balls. You can't have them flopping around willy-nilly. That's going to hurt. But the good thing is you don't have a stomach anymore, because usually when your balls get smacked, it goes right into the pit of your stomach.
It never fails to amaze me. 45 minutes ago, we were having a passionate discussion on policy.
Hey, if the president can talk about nonsense and policy, so can we. I'm following this administration's lead. Keep it up or I'll grab your pussy.
45 minutes later, we're talking about where we can prop a set of balls against something because there's no torso when it shoots its load.
It's a valid discussion, Joe.
It is.
Hear me. Hear me, Joe. Well, don't minimize my conversation.
No, there is a little, you know, geometry that goes with this.
You should. Yeah,
there's a little bit of space between the political discussion and the ball talk.
Yeah.
And we lost an affiliate because we're not serious enough. I don't know why.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I think it's something to ponder.
points to ponder.
Balls to ponder. I wonder if, like, I wonder if a cock could go to heaven because, like, they didn't do anything wrong.
We lost to the Philly.
You don't think it's parts?
Yeah, but that, not because of us. They just wanted more serious talk.
Oh.
This just in.
We might be going to Sarasota. We might be being picked up in Sarasota, Florida.
They like ball talk.
They do. Well, yeah. It could wind
up.
Sarasota. You see Daffy Duck saying Sarasota? Sarasota.
Valiant effort. Perhaps not do it when your voice is shot.
Yeah, they will still miss out on the ball talk.
Well, I mean, I'll clean it up.
Yeah.
The balls. Out of them.
Oh, thank God.
I would think balls in heaven would get powdered. And I would think you could just dunk them on a cloud. I think that's what clouds are made of, talcum powder.
redo
why you float. You don't walk, because if you walk, there's just going to be dust all over.
Redo Clapton's song, Balls in Heaven. Yeah. How do they shoot their load? I can't do this. I can't talk. I appreciate the
effort. Maybe clouds are made of jizz. Maybe so many happy people up there.
No. Sticky.
You don't
sticky.
Know. Same color.
No. Because angels and cherubs are trying to flow by. They get stuck to them. No, it's nasty.
But they never land. Well, I mean, I guess they sit on a cloud.
No, you brought up a good point. They never land.
But you don't see somebody playing a harp. You sit on something.
Well, maybe they threw a cloth down. They got a slap towel. That's where Sloppy goes.
Oh, I knew I'd make it to heaven. Too bad Stupid's not with me. Yeah, too much of his time was spent with me. So you know where that sends him. Poor bastard's blind, too. Just bumping into flames, drowning in the river Styx because he can't see.
I know he can't see anymore. Told you were going to go blind.
What?
Sorry.
And the reiteration to pause.
Well, Pip will give us the literal meaning of the joke. We'll pause the bit for one moment while Pip gives us the literal meaning of the bit. The bit is about...
What are you? Are you like the scroll for the visually for the hearing impaired? Did you fucking translate the joke below? What is fucking wrong with you?
No, I'm so tired. I just caught up.
This is why therapists yell at you.
I know.
Well, thank you, Pip, for being the doorstop of comedy. All right, but we did a little of Ann Jackson, and we did a lot of nonsense.
Okay.
So what are our tallies, Pip?
Oh, God, this nobody was even close. We had two Mr. Davins, which was like so.
No, but you all fucking suck!
Well, Tom was the closest because he had three.
Okay.
And we had one criminal, Melvin Santos. And Tom and Joe's girl were the closest because they had two.
Okay.
And then we had No Damn It All Red. And that was Joe and Tom. So Tom got the closest this week.
Oh, right.
So
yeah,
we're throwing it to Tom.
Well, of course you can throw it. It's not attached to a torso.
No, it's not.
Tom, don't catch it in your mouth.
Look out for the recoil.
Yeah, I really think the cock should be floating in heaven.
That's your idea of heaven, is it?
Not mine.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you're a virgin, like a female virgin, and you saved yourself and then you die in a car accident, I think there should be cocks at your disposal.
You should be able to try
as many cocks as you want.
I would be pissed. If I'm going down on a flaming airplane and I've saved myself and this is what I get, I'd be pissed off. I'd be like, somebody bang me right now.
Right, so you'd want a cock there ready to do the job.
And knowing the guys, they're fine.
Yeah, alrighty.
See?
The plane's going to crash in 30 seconds. I can come in 15. Have enough time to hike up and draw as a meet my maker.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
quick fuck on the way down.
Yeah, but you're wondering why she's screaming. Yeah, it's not because of you.
Yeah, but thank God
it's
because
of the horizon.
Yeah, but then God forbid you live and she bitches that she didn't finish.
You're sitting there in traction.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't come. Yeah, shut up.
You didn't make me come, but you fucking died. What a type of guy are you? I gave myself to you. Nobody needs that.
Oh, God.
Nobody needs that. All right, let's thank some folks.
All right, let's please.
Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by 15-year lighting professional, Russ Fertico, who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owners owner Davin of Davin's. And I'm sure we got a show coming up soon, which we'll be announcing. Experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. And I believe I made a mistake. There is a show coming up February 10th, Brad Lowry. So don't forget, February 10th, Brad Lowry at Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more, a quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencorellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencorellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Side-splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You got a restaurant, you got a venue, you got a private party, you need comics, give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Side-splitting Productions.com. Pip?
Yes.
Joe?
I will be in Hartford, Connecticut. Hartford, Connecticut, hopefully with a voice. This Thursday, Affinity Music Hall and Bistro in Hartford, Connecticut. Showtime will be at 8 p.m. Call for tickets, toll-free 1-866-666-6306. Will be me, Bob DeBono, Kerry Louise, and the lovely Claudia Strivola. Check that out. And I believe on Saturday we're doing something.
I'll get to that. Yeah,
very
yeah.
Good.
How long are you doing on Thursday?
I'm doing 30, two and a half. Yeah.
It's not going to be easy with. I mean, what'd I do? Like an hour and a half, like total that night when I had like no voice?
Yeah.
Not going to be. You should be able to get through it. If your voice is like that with Teen Honey and you save it all day, you should be able to get through it because the adrenaline kicks in.
No, you'll get through. You're doing a theater show.
But you lose. You can't hit all the notes you want to hit.
Well, like I said, when we did the first show, I told Tom, because Tom was with us at that show, and I told Tom, I go, you're witnessing something that you've never seen before, me having compassion for you. And I was actually getting mad at you at the first show because you were accentuating stuff, and I'm like, save it. You got another show to do. But you got to watch. You're on stage. You're not thinking that.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the moment. You're in the moment,
you
know?
Let's see. February 8th. Side Spreading Productions presents a live comedy. That's Wednesday. Live comedy in Hallwood, New Jersey at Andiamo. Headliners Coleman Green. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. Andiamo, 201-384-1551. Friday, February 10th, Side Spreading Productions. Pip will be at this one.
Yes.
Live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey at our great client, Portobello Banquets.
Yes.
Headliners Brad Lowry. Very funny. For tickets, call 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. And like I said, Pip will be... handling things for me there. On that same night, I'll be in New Hope, Pennsylvania at the Bucks County Playhouse. For tickets, call 215-862-2121, 215-862-2121. And Saturday, February 11th, I will be with Joe in Fairfield, New Jersey. I don't know what the event is called. But for tickets, call 908-988-4105. 908-988-4105. So if you're out and about in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Tri-State area, Pennsylvania area, you get to see all of us.
Come on out.
Some of
it, we're out there.
Sometimes you get to see us all together, too, which is nice.
Every once in a while.
What the hell's going on here? God damn it. Can't even end a show properly.
Even without bars in front of us.
It's funny.
Yeah, I think that's all we're going to do tonight.
All right.
Put that over there. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Chat room, very funny on the first portion of the show.
Guys were great.
Picked their spots, very good. I know they had things to say on the second portion, but we can't hear you. We can't. We just can't comment on it.
Yeah.
But,
sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you guys for listening live wherever you are. Thank you guys for listening to replay. Good job tonight, Joe.
Thank you.
With your battling through your voice. Good job tonight, Pip, with your mental illness.
Thank you.
So thank you all for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.